Okay, so for the most important part of module number one, your homework exercise. If you haven't done so yet, print out the workbook or the workbook where you'll be able to write down your responses. You should do this exercise as often as possible, even if multiple times a day. The bottom line is this: the more you do the exercise, the more you will gain from what we've learned. So below you can sign up as well for the 5-day challenge of this exercise. And by doing so, you'll receive an email reminder for 5 days, excluding Saturdays, reminding you and sharing encouragement to do the exercise. If you don't want to take the 5-day challenge, maybe create a reminder on your phone or your computer reminding you to do this exercise. Because as I've stated and will repeatedly state, without practicing this exercise, you will not experience any change in your life. This will all remain a nice theory. See, here's the exercise. The objective of this exercise is to get you to become more aware of how people and circumstances affect you. We are not trying to fix anything. We only want to develop awareness of what is happening on a deeper level. So we want to, again, get behind the tears and see what's really causing many of the things that we feel. Think of one event during your day when someone said or did something which triggered a negative emotion or response from you. Write down the event that triggered the emotion or response. So the first thing is just, there was an event that happened. What was the event that happened? Could have been so-and-so said these words to me, or someone said these words to me, or someone did this to me, or this happened to me. What was your emotional feeling or response? What was the negative feeling that you had in response to that? Did you consciously decide that you want to have this feeling, or did the event immediately send you into this feeling state? In other words, did you just suddenly get upset? Or did you say, one second, let me think about this and process this and decide how I should feel, and then say, okay, I think I should feel upset, so I'll feel upset. And lastly, was your feeling triggered from within or from without? So what actually prompted that feeling? Was it your inner processing of the event, and then a minute or two later you decided to be upset? Or the moment that happened, you immediately felt upset? See, here are some examples, and you have this all in your workbook. The event was that my boss told me he didn't like the way I prepared the report. I felt hurt. I immediately felt hurt when he said he didn't like the report. It was something that I just felt immediately. My feeling was triggered from without. It was triggered by his comment. Here, another example. The event was that my child hit me. I got angry. When did I get angry? The moment after he hit me, I immediately went into an anger mode. My feeling was triggered from without. It was triggered by his hitting me. So he actually triggered that feeling. A third example, the event was that I tripped and fell. I got angry right away. The moment after I fell is when I got angry. And my feeling was triggered from without by my tripping, that this action is what caused me to be angry. So these are examples. Do your best with them. If you have any questions, you can address them below the module in the comments, and I'll do my best to respond in as timely a fashion as I can. And it may be difficult in the beginning. Stay with it, and you will begin to see unbelievable transformation as we go through all of this. Good luck.